brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you're looking for the info war, if you've been trying to find the resistance to the New World Order, you have run smack dab into the tip of the spear, the very front line. I'm Alex Jones, Luke Radowski of WeAreChange.org, info warrior extraordinaire, his great example spreading across the planet. The fine tradition of the Info Warriors. We really appreciate him joining us today. We're playing clips of Geraldo Rivera. We're going to come back into all the other things that happened during the 5 days of demonstrations on the 6th anniversary, 2007, of the 9/11 inside job attacks. Let's go to the next Geraldo Rivera clip. Here it is.
I don't want to use any foul language, but the funny thing, let me go back to our scripted program. The funny thing about Southwest Airlines telling college student and part-time Hooters waitress Kyla Ebert that she couldn't fly because her outfit was too risque is that Southwest became famous promoting the idea of sexy, risque flying. It's a lot more modest than the one that Southwest used in its ad. And in support of Kyla, our team has dressed similarly. So did you realize that you're going to get caught in such a controversy?
Never. I never imagined that this outfit would get me noticed for anything other than it's a very cute outfit.
And when they told you to leave the aircraft, could you believe what was happening?
No, and initially I wasn't told it was because of my outfit. I couldn't imagine what they would be pulling me off the aircraft for.
Was it a passenger, a fellow passenger who complained about you?
No, it was a Southwest employee who felt that my outfit was obscene and was offending other people.
But realistically, it doesn't look obscene. What was going on?
Realistically, I don't know what happened. I was told to change. I had nothing to change into. I was told to buy a change of clothes from the gift shop.
Is there a lawsuit here, Judge?
Well, you know, there may be for anything, but the question is, what are the damages? And I give you credit. You didn't get off the plane. You insisted on staying on. And I think she certainly has some intentional infliction of emotional distress.
And Dr. Z, a lot of times your outfits are provocative in some ways. Some obvious, right? Now, how do you deal with people who may be offended? As long as they don't mess with you and your right to fly or whatever.
Well, you know, this is why we live in a free country. We are free to wear what we want to wear, as long as it's not offensive. There's nothing offensive, in the outfit like this or what I'm wearing. We're not blaring it out. There's absolutely nothing wrong. You have to be strong and stand by your beliefs.
Geraldo, what's more offensive, a beautiful girl like this or a sweaty person who gets on who hasn't taken a shower in a week who's wearing a too tight outfit and weighs 300 pounds? Which one is more offensive?
You know what? They should be more concerned about terrorism than someone as innocuous as a college student who's dressed in the way kids dress.
What are you studying, Kyla?
I'm studying international business and have now decided to pursue law.
Okay. Are you going to stick out with your job at Hooters?
You know, I wasn't even working at Hooters at the time this happened. That's the funny thing. But for now, Hooters is helping me get through college, and they've been great. They've been very supportive.
All right, ladies, stand by. Next, Pavarotti's final ovation. See, Craig, this is what happens when you go on the Panasonic Astrovision. Every nut job in Manhattan. And this is only your first or second time in New York?
This is my second time in New York.
And how do you like it so far?
You know, I think I'll come back when things calm down in a few years.
I'm not sure it does. How about...
And then earlier, there's the clip where they arrest me, and he talks about, well, you got to have a permit in New York. They're talking about the freedom. And I don't think she should have been in trouble for wearing a miniskirt. It wasn't that big of a deal. It shows the police state, how they're looking for anything to go after you. But then they're talking about freedom to wear what you want in America. But don't you dare come shut down a live TV broadcast. Luke, we're about to break. Comments on what you just heard.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I just hope people understand what we did and take part and do it everywhere. Do it in your towns. Do it in your cities. They're not doing your job. It's up to you to make sure that they do their job. It's the media. We have to become the media. We have to do our job. And we did it right there, me and you, Alex. It was amazing, brother.
Absolutely. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break to chronicle some of the other things that happened while we were in New York. Right here on the GCN Radio Network, often imitated, never duplicated.
What? Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Here's the type of articles I have in front of me by the hundreds. We have the transcript of it. Bill O'Reilly claims that he never disseminated GOP propaganda, even though the memos have come out and the talking points, and that Roger Ailes goes to the White House and literally gets orders. And Rupert Murdoch, when he was at the Davos World Economic Forum, 5 months ago, admitted on international television and C-SPAN that he did disseminate White House propaganda. But O'Reilly is counting on you being ignorant and not knowing. Just another example. But I don't want to sit here and put out the image that Fox News is the enemy. CNN is even worse. It's just slicker. It looks more balanced. Fox is like cartoon propaganda. That's all it is. I know we've got Jeremy, Frank, Matt, John, Luis. That's probably all the calls I'll have time to take with Luke Radowski. I'm going to get into economic news in the last 30 minutes and some global warming news. It's so important about how they want to manage and run all our lives. We want to know what the future is going to look like. It's coming up. Right now, Luke, any other key points you want to make before we take these calls about what happened over those 5 days or what we witnessed?
mean, it was an amazing 5 days. I mean, just hearing from some of their family members, just hearing from some of their rescue workers, hearing the new eyewitness testimony, not only from Kevin Mitt-Padding, but those two other individuals that William Rodriguez brought forward. It was amazing. And I just wish the mainstream media was doing their job, because it would have been so much easier on us. But they're not. And it's up to us just to take examples of what we did, of what we did Saturday, but how we took over Fox 5. And people should do that in their cities and towns. And we're just trying to inspire people to be your own leaders. Do it, and it feels great doing it, and we're doing the right thing. And let's just do it before it's too late.
Luke, what's next? What are you going to do next? What's the new battle plan in the info war for We Are Change?
Well, of course, we're going to launch a new website. We're going to organize a whole bunch of new chapters all around the world. We're going to give them websites. We're going to give them press passes. We're trying to make food squads everywhere around the world to make sure that these people, wherever they go, they get called on their crimes. And it's all about doing that. Another thing we're also working on is we're working on a second fundraiser for the John Feelgood Foundation, where we just found out where Chris Mee Todd Whitman lives. And we're going to go outside our house. We're going to get a bullhorn, or we're going to have hundreds of not alone first responders just bullhorn her outside our house, and then we're going to have a benefit counter a couple blocks away just for the John Feelgood Foundation, just for the first responders. We're working on a lot of projects, and we're going to have a lot of new surprises coming up with our YouTube videos as well.
Absolutely. You guys have got knock them out of the park confrontation video after confrontation video. I have to say, it seemed like more first responders were on our side last year than this year, but I think that's skewed, because in 2004, half the cops wanted to arrest us, were trying to trip us, were starting fights. A lot of the firefighters were on our side. Then in 2006, I would say 70-80% of the firemen or more were on our side, more than half the cops. Captains were saying, thank you, keep it up. Yeah, we know the truth. It was amazing. We've got all that video. It's going to be in a film I'm going to make. This year, I know why there were less, though. It was still the majority on our side. Because of the torrential rains all morning and all afternoon, I'd say there was one-tenth as many people at Ground Zero. I mean, last year there were giant marching battalions of firemen and police. There were whole contingents of British. There were people from New Jersey. It was huge crowds down there. This time we were it, basically, most of the day, except for a few people coming out of the pit. And any time it was low-level firemen, low-level police, that is, sergeant and lower, they would be on our side, but the higher-ups would be in our faces and flipping us off. But still, I'd say about half the cops were on our side, about 70% of the firemen. But I did see more of the flipping off and more of the you're full of it type baloney this year. But I saw a lot of cops when I would say, you remember them calling us conspiracy theorists when we said the dust was deadly, and the cops would nod their heads. And I'd say, a lot of you were here, and you remember the countdown to bring down Building 7. You know they blew it up, and they'd nod their heads, and I saw them get tears in their eyes. They were freaked out. I mean, I was really talking to them when I was on that bullhorn, and even a few of the commanders that had been laughing stopped laughing and looked real serious and then looked sad looking at me, because I was reminding them, hey, guys, you know they blew it up, and now you're part of it because you didn't expose it. And let me tell you, they looked freaked out. You saw that, Luke, didn't you?
Yeah, they really did look freaked out. I mean, they knew what was going on, and you could see in their faces they were listening. They understood us. And I just really would like to thank some of the NYPD officers that day, because they were really respectful to us, and they really didn't do nothing illegal, and they respected our rights. And that's something a lot of cops here don't do, but they respected us, and that really means a lot. I mean, even after I confronted Giuliani in the pit, I mean, I had a police officer who was told to kick me out and arrest me, saying, I agree with you. I totally agree with you, but I have to do my job. And then a firefighter went up to Sabrina Rivera and said, you know, you got him good. You know, keep up the great work, because, you know, it's because of him that my brothers died. Because of him, we didn't have the proper radios. Because of him, the family members don't have closure, and they're thrown into garbage dumps like they're nothing.
And by the way, they were literally paving streets down there, admittedly. That's where most of the aggregate comes. It was AP, New York Times, with the literal bone fragments of the dead. 45% of them left in the pile and taken out and then used to be as mix in asphalt.
Yeah, I mean, 1,148 people were never discovered, were never found. None of their remains were never found at Ground Zero. 45% of them were thrown into garbage dumps. And then the AP, as you said, the AP reported it. It's declassified. It's evidence is there. They used it. They recycled the remains of loved ones, of people, of human beings.
I mean, they should have at least taken it and dumped it in a park, built a memorial, and that's the dead. No, I mean, they won't even go into the Titanic and take any more of the goods because it is a burial site.
I mean, not even in a dump. I mean, they threw it in a garbage dump in a landfill. That's how much respect they have for people. That's how much respect the government, that's how much respect the Giuliani really has for the people. We have to understand, these people do not care about us. It's the people like you and what we've been, and our fundraiser that we've been working on for 5 days. We are the ones who love and care about the people. They do not care about us. The government does not care.
That's my next question, Luke. Were you able to pay for renting the spaces and everything and then have some left over for the firemen and police?
Yeah, we're waiting right now. We're waiting right now for all the money to come in from the venues, from all the ticket sales. It still didn't come in. But I want to tell people the fundraiser is not over yet. Anybody who donates right now, all profits go to the Feel Good Foundation.
And there were also some buckets out, and I saw that the Feel Good folks were getting thousands.
Yes, yes. I mean,
and by the way, those guys are like, those guys are giving kidneys up to people. I mean, this is the real deal.
Yeah, I mean, minimally, I think we raised about $10,000 for the first month. Minimally, I don't know yet. I don't want to say now because the numbers have not come in.
No, you have. I've done this before. You have to get the money from the theaters later, yeah.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that. And as soon as that comes in, we're going to know. But right now, the fundraiser is not over yet. People can still donate at WeAreChange.org. And all profits go straight to the John Feel Good Foundation. As of now, until the fundraiser is over, until we have all the numbers set. So, you know, we're doing the good things. We're doing whatever we can. And whatever money we raise, we know it's helping people. It's more than the government ever did to help out the people. And that's what it's about, man. It's about for the people, by the people. And we have to help ourselves out because the government won't do it. The media will cover us up. And it's
absolutely
up to us to do it. And it's up to us, and we're doing it. I really want to thank you so much, Alex, for coming in there for free. Not even, you know, we didn't even pay for anything. You paid for everything yourself. We all did whatever we can. And all the other people who flown themselves in just to do the right thing. And it felt great. I mean, it felt great just talking to the police officers at Police Plaza and making them understand the elite do not care about you. They will throw your brothers in garbage dumps and will use them to fill up potholes. That's how much they care about you. And it's up to us. It's the police are going to have to make a decision soon, either if they're going to be with the people or against the people. And hearing and seeing them listen to us, seeing them tear up when we were talking, seeing them feel what we felt, knows that right now they're going to make the right decision and they're going to stand with the people. And it's up to us to educate as many police officers, as many military personnel as we can, because it's really these people who are going to have a critical decision to make soon. And let's make sure they make the right decision instead of the wrong one.
Let's take a call. Jeremy in Indiana, you're on the air worldwide.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just would like to commend you. I never actually got to talk to you before.
Well, it's good to meet you. What's on your mind?
Well, I was kind of perturbed because I was watching some stuff a couple weeks ago, and I saw that there was an Al-Qaeda message saying that Muslims should evacuate Washington, D.C. and New York.
Yeah, those are CIA messages. Those videos are all fake. It's all been proven to be fake. It's just a complete fraud.
It's a complete fraud.
Our government commands real Al-Qaeda units in the attack against Iran ongoing for 3 years, sir. Official White House press release. It's totally fake. Again, they're literally commanding Al-Qaeda, just like they did against the Russians, just like they did against the Serbs. It's the same baloney.
I understand that. What I'm saying is this whole thing that coincides with this stand down National Safety Day thing,
That's the big news is that, and I'm telling you, they have these National Safety Days for the Air Force all the time.
Okay, so it's not some big thing to worry about just today.
Well, I mean, if you add in the $4.5 billion put option,
that's another wager.
Into the Forex, that the market's got to go down at least 25 to 30% for them to even break even, that's suspicious. And you add into that them openly saying they want to attack Iran and that the orders, I mean, that, yes, we're in
and
very
then,
interesting.
China and Russia doing war games with all those guys practicing war games.
Well, I mean, they've been doing that for a while.
Yeah, that's
the Shanghai Cooperative Agreement.
I'd be doing the same thing if somebody's messing with the people that are giving me my oil.
I hear you, my friend. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back and talk to Frank, Matt, John. and a few others, and we're going to let Luke Radowski go and get some rest, and I'm going to get into some economic news and some other important news and information that I have here in front of me. But there's no doubt that we're going into very dangerous, very tumultuous upheaval, tectonic shifts in the geopolitical structure, and then all the liberties and freedoms that we hold so dear are under vicious, sustained assault by criminal elements. They're setting up domestic tattletale squads, cameras everywhere, tracking, tracing, just out of control wickedness. The government is just absolutely shot.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson for Midas, September 14, 2007.
Gold, 7-11-70. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $734.09, $362.05 for half, $181.03 for quarter. That's $734.09, $362.05 for half, $181.03.
The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University with the slight of hand and incremental implementation Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13, 17. In Revelations 14, 9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Call your name out my window, I'm a leaving. I won't even turn my head.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar cry and cuss and moan. Understand, you're a man, I'm tired of your bad mouthing. Understand, you're a man.
Yeah, the government's kind of like a bad talking woman, isn't she? Thinks we're just here to take it all, but never want to get a little bit of what they're shoveling. People don't trust you anymore, government. They don't trust your lies anymore. They know you're a bunch of crooks. Yeah, I'm not taking anything that'll slow down my traveling while I'm untangling my mind. I love that line.
You can give my other suit to the Salvation Army, and everything else I leave behind. I ain't taking nothing that'll slow down my traveling while I'm untangled in my mind. I ain't gonna repeat what I said anymore while I'm breathing air that ain't been breathed before. I'll be as gone as a wild goose in winter.
I love it.
Then you'll understand, you man.
Just lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. I can't help it, folks. It's hard to not play cash. Real fast. Let's keep going, calls. We'll keep looking over in the next segment. Let's go ahead here and go to Frank in New York. You're on the air with Luke Radowski of We Are Change. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
Just sorry about the New York reception you got, but think of all of those wonderful protesters that were at the 2004 Republican National Convention.
I was there.
Arrested for the same purposes of just being there and sort of documenting the event.
Oh, they arrested.
It really speaks poorly for our city. So as a New Yorker, I want to apologize, but they treat us kind of badly as well. So don't take it too seriously, my friend. And I just wanted to say that the one call about flying the nuclear weapons in the United States, you are right that we've been doing that actually since 1957, but the word combat configuration of the weapons indicates that the weapons are armed, the first stage of arming the weapons three or four times in sequence, which means that you could actually fly weapons in this country, the Air Force, not violate the treaties, provided that the arming mechanism for the first three or four arming steps isn't used, or the weapons aren't, I guess, charged with that. So in a sense, you know, I guess both you and the caller were correct on that. But again, I'm very frightened with the economic situation that I fear, you know, the economy will melt down, and those put options are very disturbing, and you are correct about the CIA being involved in the put options for 9/11. And I think really not only should the CIA, but the bank officers and the financial officers of that institution should be tried, and they should...
Well, here's the deal. They know who placed these puts,
and
they knew 2 weeks ago, and I want to know why people aren't knocking on their doors right now.
That's correct, Alex. And, you know, there is antitrust legislation and there's RICO laws on the book, and this is certainly a case of racketeering. I mean, it would be very easy to go after, you know, the CIA operatives.
Let's get a comment from Luke on
Thanks.
This. Sure. Thank you, sir. Luke?
I mean, we're in dangerous situations, man. We need to understand where we're at right now. For those two nukes to be flown on our plane, I mean, look at the type of situations we're in. I mean, it's time to act before it's too late. And really have to understand the situations. And I think you're doing a great job, Alex, just explaining to everybody what kind of place we're living in right now and how important it is to do something about it.
Now, I'm going to run through like three more calls when we get back real fast for you, Luke, and I promise I won't do a duet with whatever song pops up in the jukebox randomly next. We're going to talk to Matt John, Luis, and Vincent, and that's it. Fast. Boom. Other side. I'm getting into economic news and global warming news. It's very, very important. So, again, please stay with us. This is the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Don't forget the free podcast. You can download, get every day for free at InfoWars.com. So sign up today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Yeah.
Radowski's our guest. Let's ram through these final calls and then get into the economic news. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. It's good to hear from you.
Welcome.
I listened to your show for 3 years, and I listened as an atheist, and believe it or not, the Lord used your show to save me, and I'm thankful for that.
Well, quite frankly, that's what we found, and I've said this, and the testimonies are all over the Internet, all over the message boards. A fake preacher up there who visits prostitutes every night and drives around in a brand-new Cadillac and talks about how he hates all these, you know, other groups and hates liberals, is going to drive people in the wrong direction, and they're going to see Christians as hypocritic scum. But if you're just yourself and say, hey, I love people and I believe in what Jesus Christ said, and, you know, Jesus can change your life, and then you just educate people about the New World Order from a secular perspective, then they're going to find the truth, and that's what's been laid upon me to do, and I can just tell all the fake preachers and the rest of them to go jump off a cliff and stop trying to be a bunch of Pharisees talking about the spot in my eye when they've got giant redwood trees in theirs.
Well, my question to you is regards to the fact that, I mean, if you look at the what's going on in the world, would you consider this to be end times, and if it's something that's inevitable, are we only slowing down what is inevitably God's plan?
Well, I mean, God didn't tell Jonah why he was going to Nineveh. And he went there and they got a 100-year reprieve. I know it's my job to expose Dying Corps for kidnapping children and women. The mainstream news, I'm going to cover it. I know it's my job
A friend of mine, I remember you telling me about kidnappings in Texas. A friend of mine, His son, in the middle of the night, was kidnapped. In the middle of the night, what happened was they cut open a side of his window through the wiring, and they took him outside. And this is what he said happened, because he came back into the front door, and they were like, "Where were you?" He said he was taken by these men, and there was a hole in the window. He was brought into a van with computers, and the guy in the van said, "That's not the right kid," and they let him go.
Well, they might have done a blood typing, and somebody made it into organs or something. That's another big problem with them, the elite being able to have all of our DNA on databases. We know that the people with genetics, the same as a lot of older elitist families, end up disappearing, and they just warehouse them for the organs later. But now that's kind of cut back in the U.S. from what we've seen, because they can just go directly to China, where they've got tens of thousands of people warehoused, and not just blood type, but tissue type, waiting. Luke, that's a great story that he's telling about how he was an atheist, but listening to this show woke him up, because we weren't beating him over the head with the Bible.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing, man. It's all about truth and love, and as long as you have truth and love in yourself, that's the only thing that really matters, man. It's a beautiful thing, just doing the right thing instead of the wrong thing. I mean, there's so many wrong things in this world right now, and it's up to the good people, no matter what your religion is, to do the right thing. And, you know, God bless everybody.
I know this. When you got preachers saying, "Lay down, let's rejoice that they want us to take chips," that means the end's here. That's pure devil behavior, pure deviltry, because they're there neutralizing you, telling you to go along with this. You have got a responsibility to resist this however you see fit, 110%. I appreciate your call, sir. We got to move fast here. Call me back later and talk about your awakening. Let's go ahead and praise God for that. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Michigan. You're on the air. Got to move quick, Bill. Okay. Oh, Bob in Michigan. I can't read the screens here. Is Bob in Michigan there? Okay, there's so many calls here. I can't. Who's up next? Luis in Mass. You're on the air.
Hey.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, very good. Luke, you're a very impressive young man. Keep up the fight. I just wanted to say I came out of the Matrix this May, and it's very strange how it happened. At the beginning of the year, I watched the 700 Club, and I know how you feel about most preachers, but I've been watching the show fairly regularly, and Pat Robertson said something about the first half of the year there was going to be a revival, and then the second half of the year, starting in September, evil men were going to try and do really, really bad things to the country, potentially nuclear. So that kind of jolted me. And then through a series of searching, my husband found your website, And I just have been blown away with all the information I've been getting. And as far as, you know, seeing this come to pass, it's like I had been asleep. And then when I try to tell other Christians, you know, hey, this is, you know, watch this new movie or, you know, look at this information, it's like they don't want to look at it, or they'll say exactly what you say. It's inevitable. You can't fight it. Just, you know, it's going to happen. It's very, very, very disheartening.
What it is very wicked. It's very wicked. And Luke, you notice without us even screening calls, a theme emerges every day. But look, we have a job to fight evil. We have a job to stand up for widows and orphans. We have a job to resist tyranny. And that's what we're doing now. And consequence belongs to God, folks. Duty is ours. And, I mean, what else can you say?
I was just going to make one other point, if I may. There's this huge Christian school down the street from me, and I was talking to one of the teachers there, and they don't participate in any federal grant money or anything, but they said their school was approached by the local police, and they said, we want to do a lockdown drill, and they said, no, you know, we don't have the kids subjected to that, and they said, well, we don't have to have the kids. And they went ahead, they said, okay, and they let them in at night, and they let them do a mock lockdown drill without any of the kids in the school, so that they could familiarize themselves in the event of a so-called emergency. In my own Christian school, where I send my kids, they're not taking any federal money, and the principal, who was scared of what happened in Pennsylvania to the Amish schoolgirls, has decided to have her own lockdown drills, and I'm very, very aggravated and upset about this.
Well, they had more drills than anybody at Virginia Tech, and notice what happened there. Total black op. I appreciate your call. They make them go to the bathroom in buckets for 8 hours in many of these drills. This is mainstream news. You can't make this type of stuff up. They put guns to their heads at trauma. They don't tell teachers sometimes when they come, and the people become basically catatonic, have nervous collapses. It is total brainwashing. They throw fake blood on them. It is massive, hardcore brainwashing that makes the Soviet re-education camps look tame. Luke, comments.
I mean, it's a sad situation what's going on with the police, and I really don't understand how people could sleep at night doing these drills, doing these things. They have to understand they're part of a bigger picture than they really are, and I can't understand how police officers could make kids do that. And I'm happy people are resisting, and I'm happy the people there in your school are not going to stand up for it. And people have to understand we can't allow things like this to happen, especially to our children. It's our children that we're fighting for, and it's our children who are being destroyed by what's going on right now.
By the way, I mean, as early as 1999, even before Columbine, at Hobbs Middle School in Pensacola, it was in the Pensacola News Journal, this was quotes, the Marines came in, didn't tell them it was a drill, said they were going to kill them, they were terrorists, dressed in black, and put guns to the sixth graders' heads. Teachers were collapsing. Students were begging for their lives. I mean, this was traumatizing. Their lives are just totally fried. And then at the end, they said, Bill Clinton wants you to know what martial law is like. Now, folks, that was the Marines. This went on. And I'm telling you, in Michigan and in Texas and all over, they tell them it's homeschoolers are going to kill you. They run in screaming. They tell the students they're going to kill them. They take them to camps at night and tell them men are coming to kill them that are Christians. This is to demonize real Christians. This is massive brainwashing. And don't laugh out there if you're a neocon or liberal listening. You Google those news stories. I just gave you the tip of the iceberg. Okay, real fast. This is the last caller. Vincent in... where are you calling from, Vincent?
Hello?
Yes, where are you calling from?
From Kansas. How are you doing?
Fast. Go.
Okay.
Good.
Write down the name ZDROK. That is the blonde doctor expert talking to Geraldo. She is actually a pornography actress. I'm sitting here looking at my computer screen right now at her work, and it just struck me as a little odd. That didn't seem like a doctor when I was watching them. So I Googled her, ZDROK, Victoria Zdrok. She's a Ukrainian. And that is the quality of experts that they use at Fox.
Well, look at all those women or tarts that are on there.
I mean, it just, I was sitting there watching it, and something didn't smell right. So I looked around.
Well, look, it's like Fox with all the gay porn actors being on the news crews and being contributors. I mean, that's camp meat for the boys there at Fox.
You know, calling you gay, but then... The number six here is, of her film is called Lesbians and Lust. So what is he's making fun of you guys on the one hand and not her or what? You know, it's, anyway.
But again, they spend all day bashing people, and then that's what they're really doing, you see.
Good Lord. We live in an age of hypocrisy, don't we?
And they're calling her a doctor. Here's our doctor.
Well, technically she is. I looked up her, you know, I did all the research, and, you know, she's gotten some degrees. I don't know what a real value they have, but nonetheless, she's a sex therapist, whatever that might mean. But anyway, that's the quality of the experts that Fox News uses. So anybody who takes much stock in what they say ought to do a little Googling themselves. Victoria's Drock, pornography expert. There you go.
Luke, what do you think of that?
Wow, that's not really a big surprise. I mean, me and you were there. We saw how they were dressed up. We saw how they were acting. It was pretty disgusting. And you could kind of see how immature and how childish Geraldo was.
Well, no, that was the thing, is I was like, they were all acting like whores. And I said that. I haven't really said that yet on air, but they were literally acting completely wild and during the breaks and things. And I was just like, what is going on here?
Yeah, and then Geraldo saying, you know, calling us homosexual gay bathroom lovers. I mean, that's so immature. That's so childish. It just shows you how stupid the man is and how ridiculous the whole Fox 5 concept really is.
Absolutely. Luke, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us.
And thanks for having me. And just remember, be the change you want to see in this world, and don't let these criminals get away with it. Don't let these criminals walk. Let's make
Absolutely.
History. Let's take this country back.
We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
God bless you, brother.
Okay, I'll get into the global warming news in the final segment. Right now, what is there to say we haven't said? There's big developments. Oil over $80 a barrel. They say it's going to go back down again and then back up even over the current ceiling they've breached. We've got gold going over 714, gyrating between 707 and 714 today. They're artificially trying to hold it down. That's not going to work. We have the subprime unraveling and destabilizing a bunch of different markets. They're saying that next year, every expert's saying that it's going to get really bad. When you have Greenspan come out, it's on the Drudge Report, and say that he knew about abuses in subprime lending but failed to foresee their paralyzing market effects until late 2005. The Federal Reserve put over $250 billion into markets, just trying to not have a total plunge but an incremental slide. Then you add into that whole constellation the fact that they want to go in and have a war. You have this incredible market inflation that they now are unable to suppress because they've overprinted the money and overissued credit, and so now it's starting to show its ugly head and rear its ugly head, and they're unable to cover up that news. These are very, very dangerous times that we're living in, and I've always said that when you start seeing Federal Reserve Chairman Greenspan, former chairman, and others positioning themselves of, it's not my fault, I couldn't do anything, it's these guys' fault, that's when you are at the greatest level of danger for a serious, sustained correction and deep, I'm talking 10, 12-year recession, bare minimum, like we've seen with the Japanese the last 12 years. Because they did the same thing 12 years ago, in the last 20 years before that, building up with the issuance of currency and credit to buy up everything. And so we are definitely in the time that tries men's souls. And I called Ted Anderson, who's on vacation this morning, and I said, Ted, you got to come on air. I mean, we told people a few weeks ago gold was going to go up, told them to get in then. Now it's gone up. I predict it's dropped down a little bit from what it was yesterday. That's going to go up even more in the next few months. I'm trying to buy a few more coins myself right now, and I want to encourage each and every one of you to take advantage of a super deal that Ted Anderson is offering. It's a free report by Dr. Jerome Corsi, lengthy, on how they've manipulated the dollar, on how it's going down, on how it's being dumped. You can get that for free when you call. But really, you should take advantage of British sovereigns, turn of the 19th century. These are over 100 years old in many cases. They have collector value on them, but you're not even paying collector value. You're paying near melt value. You're talking 190 per quarter ounce, ladies and gentlemen, for British sovereigns, a highly valued, highly prized coin, because he gets them in bulk. He's able to offer them to you at near melt, near bullion prices. In fact, most bullion out there is going for the same price. This is just an amazing deal. 190. 190 from the early 1900s. Turn of the last century, British sovereign coins, horseback rider on the front, queen on the back. And I just really, you need to give Ted Anderson a call at 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Or go to MidasResources.com. If you missed the number, you can also go to GCNLive.com and find the link over their website of labor. If labor, you miss what we were talking about here, but that's 1-800-686-2237. I suggest you move into gold and move into gold quickly. They have these in stock. Last time we offered these, last time he was able to get a big group of them, they sold out. Okay? Get your orders in now for these. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Or at least call and get the free report and tell them Alex Jones sent you. Or you'll pay closer to $220 for these coins, the normal small markup that's on them. These are basically, these are at cost for Ted, okay? I think he said he's making like $5 a piece on these, and that's just to pay the guys and answer the phones there at the his office. 1-800-686-2237. You're not going to beat this deal. 1-800-686-2237. Give him a call right now. We'll be back. Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
I remember looking at those women up there and I said, that doctor in particular looks just like a whore. You know, they get that whole mind control sultry projection going. And it's like, no, it's Dr. Zadorak. And sure enough, it's her, man. Hardcore porn. So what Geraldo was accusing us of, I mean, well, oh, Geraldo, well. It just never ends with these people. It absolutely never ends. And I guess to have a job or be interviewed at Fox, you've got to be a gay or lesbian porn star. It's just these people never end. They just literally never end. And, of course, they didn't tell their public that. It's a big naughty, naughty, naughty joke for them because they're obsessed with that stuff. Okay, it just never ends, man. You can't make this type of stuff up. Where's my big news? I should have spent all day on this. Okay, I have five stories here in front of me. It says, extend your home, prove your green first, say Tories. That's what it says. It says families would be forced to turn their houses green before giving permission to carry out any loft conversions or conservatory extensions under plans published by Tories today. It says national law, any homeowners will be under federal control and have inspectors in and have to make changes before they could add anything. See, that's total micromanagement, total control. See this carbon footprint. Now, I got another article about saying you should only have one child. Eunice calls for lifestyle traffic rule to fight warming. Taxes on all products, they'd have a yellow, they'd have a green, yellow, or red tag. And, of course, the global government will decide that. Total regulation of everything. I got a bunch of other articles here. And the point is, I'd get into 9/11 yesterday, and I didn't. I said I'd get into today, I did. Tomorrow I'm going to spend a lot of time on this because you want your life to be micromanaged. I mean, you want to be a slave of the New World Order. You're going to get a chance to be one, ladies and gentlemen. It isn't going to stop with carbon taxes or cap and trade taxes. It's going to be over everything. Enviro police, and none of it has to do with the environment. It's a eugenics agenda of running and controlling. It's neo-feudalism so they can get control and then carry out eugenics. It's very simple when you understand human history. And there's floods of articles every day where they want to do that here in the United States. It's all happening. Toddlers at 2 because they had crime in their family backgrounds being put on probation for genetic crimes. Testimony in the Texas legislature saying we put all the foster kids or more than 2/3 on drugs because they are genetic criminals. In closing, one more great sponsor, ladies and gentlemen, and that's Brave New Books here in Austin, Texas. You can walk in. It's right on the end of Guadalupe. Right on the south side of Guadalupe, right at the corner of Guadalupe, Martin Luther King, wonderful facility. Hundreds of books and video titles, the best bookstore I've seen out there, bar none. And they have an online bookstore. Just absolutely fabulous folks. And you definitely want to visit their online bookstore at bravenewbookstore.com. For hard-to-find titles and all of my books and videos and the materials we carry, they've got it all. Bravenewbookstore.com. On prisonplanet.com, there's a big fat banner and link on the right-hand side over to their website if you forget the address, bravenewbookstore.com, or give them a call right now at 866, and they can answer your questions, 866-516-6623. It's online, folks, 866-516-6623. Ship anywhere in the world for you, 866-516-6623 or bravenewbookstore.com. And they got a deal where you can get a great discount on Towers of Deception, the media cover-up by Barry Zwicker, with John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Those are massively discounted. All right, we are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back tonight on the network, 9 to midnight on the satellites and all that. And you can always listen on the internet at InfoWars.com, 24-7, restream. In fact, the show starts over in 70 seconds if you missed any of the incredible stuff, important stuff we covered in the first hour. And there's the free podcast, of course. Please spread the word on that. I'll see you Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.